February is the month of love, and the Queen of Hearts is always your best friend. Hi, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Inventory is good. Our pricing, even better. We have sweetheart deals all month for both our locals and our winter visitors. Be a Valentine. Come see us at Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City and let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Call us at 760-324-3651 or visit us at www.mikethompson.com.
At Desert Care Network, we're a medical community with the highest respect for science, but we're also a family community with a healthy respect for compassion, which means that advanced robotic surgeries are always followed by unmistakably human aftercare. Experts will analyze your numbers, but never treat you like one. And every hospital visit is always more than hospitable, which just may be the best medicine of all. Desert Care Network, a community built on care. Find a physician at desertcarenetwork.com.
Joey English here. Besides wearing red and eating chocolate, I love a great bargain. No place better than Revival's Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Palm Desert, where I can practice Joey's drop and shop strategy. When I've got gently used items someone else might like, I drop them at Revival's. That's when the fun really begins because I get to shop. All Revival stores are clean and well organized, so I can do my treasure hunting. Staff and volunteers couldn't be more helpful. Every time I drop a donation of gently used items to Revival's, every time I shop and buy at Revival's, I'm helping to benefit the great work at Desert AIDS Project here in the Coachella Valley. Think about Joey's drop and shop strategy. Try it out at Revival's. It's the wonderful volunteers who make shopping at Revival's so special. Their service is really another way of donating by helping Desert AIDS Project meet the healthcare needs of our community. Ask for more information about volunteering at any Revivals.
Coronavirus, or COVID-19, has made us the kind of hotspot we don't want to be. Stay home to limit your exposure while helping to keep others safe. Stay home and save a life. If you're a Desert Oasis healthcare member and think you may have symptoms of COVID-19, please call us first at 760-969-6555 before coming to any of our medical locations. Visit mydoac.com for updates.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Charlie Dyer put together mystery songs. I'm not doing so well today. Now I recognize this. Is this Kenny G? No, that would have been Dennis. Do you know who it is?
Is Wham?
One half know. Of it, yeah.
Half of them.
Lamb?
Wham.
Oh.
Boy George.
No, George Michael.
George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael. Yes, 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 yes.
Boy George.
Boy George.
I know the George.
We're showing our age, aren't we?
It's an 80s.
I love George Michael. What's the name of the song? Here it comes. I'm never going to fall in love. Never going to dance again.
No, it's called Careless Whisper.
It is not.
It is.
Does he ever say Careless Whisper? Okay.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of
George Michael as well. Our restaurant of the week today was Dan Gore, and Dan Gore, depending on what facial hair he does or does not grow, looks exactly like George Michaels. He can do George Michaels, which makes me very happy. Joey pals, you recognize this voice? Dennis Van Buskirk is in the house from
Ascend Insurance. Hello, Joey.
Hi, sweetheart. Okay, let's continue the conversation Captain Gunkel set up for us about fire season. People just don't think of it here in the desert. We really don't.
Yeah. Here in the desert, we don't have too many fire issues when it comes to homeowners insurance.
Uh-huh.
But there are certain areas in the outside of Palm Springs and the outskirts of Palm Springs. You have Marengo Valley. There's some issues in Moringo Valley. A lot of the insurance companies, they look if you're within a 5 mile radius
of what?
Of a fire station.
Oh.
But it has to be manned. So not a voluntary fire
station. Wait, start over. I don't understand. You lost me.
That's okay.
Fire
station.
Insurance companies look at.
Look at to see if you qualify for one of their programs, their policies. Is okay. If your home is within 5 miles of a manned fire station.
Okay, mine is. So what does that mean?
That means you have a company that will insure you.
Oh,
if
I lived outside of five miles,
it is difficult to find insurance. And,
oh my goodness!
If you do find
it,
it's going to be quite more expensive. And the also one of the other things that they look for is being within 1,000 miles of a fire hydrant. So if you're not within 1,000, did I say miles?
You said miles.
I sure did. I thought 1,000 feet.
You know me. I don't do math. Believed you.
Can we take that out?
1,000.
1,000 feet of a fire hydrant. So there's two variables, and you have to meet each one of those. So five.
You have to get both of those.
You have to have both of them.
Now, see, the chief just told me because he knows he used to live near where I live. The last fire hydrant in the Mesa is right outside my gate. So I can get fire insurance.
Yeah, well, you do because you have it through me.
Oh, why am I here? Okay.
Unfortunately, right now, because of all the past history of all the fires in California, many of the insurance companies have revamped all their guidelines for home insurance.
Wow.
And a lot of them who used to insure in certain areas are no longer insuring in those areas. So. There's more and more, especially if you have a plan right now or a company that has you have fire insurance, and you're in a gray area or brush area, you might even, the insurance company may even come back and say, hey, we're not going to renew your policy.
Oh my.
So there are options.
Do you insure people who are more than 1,000 feet from a fire hydrant?
We do.
And more than 5 miles.
We do.
From a what? From a. Fire station.
Fire station, 5 miles, and yeah, fire hydrant. Yes, there's a plan called the California Fair Plan.
California F-A-I-R.
R plan.
F-A-R-E.
And they cover you for fire only. So what you have to do, you have to purchase a fire policy only through the California Fair Plan.
And you have these.
We have those. Okay. And then you have to have a companion policy that will insure you for the liability and for personal property, for theft, for wind, and anything else that may go wrong. So you have the two policies together would actually equal a regular homeowner policy. But it's more expensive. You know, unfortunately, I have a client in mind because, we insure everywhere in California.
Yes.
Now, we also insure in Arizona and Texas and Utah. But I have a client up in Santa Barbara, Ventura area. There's two different locations, and unfortunately, the insurance company we had him with is no longer writing in that area. So we are in the process. So actually, I've been in the process of looking for another company for them, and was able to find somebody. But it would be the California Fair Plan with a command with another policy, and it's actually $1,800 more expensive than what he was paying. But after shopping around with all the different 30 different carriers that we have, there's not one single carrier that would actually insure it for fire. So unfortunately, he's going to be stuck with what I just talked about.
But he wants the insurance.
He has to. I mean, it's a huge investment.
Okay.
You know, if you have a $600,000 home and the house catches on fire, then you don't have any coverage.
Okay.
So yeah, especially if you have a loan, it's mandatory.
Yes.
First of all, but if you don't have a loan, it's not mandatory, but it's kind of stupid not to have it. It's like not protecting your own assets.
Now
so.
You know you have all my insurances, as you know. Joey Pals, Dennis is a saint. He's a saint. I have them pretty organized, and he's always saving me money with everything. But boy, I have trouble with math. Okay, my homeowner's insurance is part of my mortgage payment. And you keep telling us that everything's going up. My mortgage payment has not gone up.
It will go up.
A couple bucks or something.
It will go up a little bit. Yeah, unfortunately. Because with the homeowners insurance rates, the reason why they go up because they by California state law, there's a thing called the inflation clause that gives you more coverage every year. So it goes up a little bit more because they give you more coverage. Sometimes the insurance companies have rate increases, but not too often, but they have them every couple years. And another one is your house gets older. You know, the older we get, the harder it is.
Mine's 97.
Things are more likely to happen, right? So insurance companies, you know, they do their numbers and they know that, you know, more likely have a claim on an older home. For those newer homes, right now we have a great market for new homes, people who are purchasing, you know, 2021 homes.
Yes.
And it's a great thing. Right now we have a company called Mercury that is actually beating everybody. That's your carrier, actually.
Oh, it is for my home?
For your home.
That's why I know that name.
Yeah.
Have I paid them? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. If not, we would be calling you.
You deferred, but right. And what are they doing?
Oh, they have a really good product right now with the new homeowners. And now it's mandatory to have a fire sprinklers in every new home in California.
Really?
So you get automatically, the insurance companies give you anywhere from 10 to 20% discount on your insurance for the life of your property.
Gee whiz. So,
like our house is 5 years old, maybe six. And
is that called new?
Yeah, it's still new.
Okay.
But it was the first year that fire sprinklers were, one of the first years that fire sprinklers were a mandatory.
Do you have them?
So I do. I do have them. So I get 20% off my premium, which helps.
Surely. Yeah, that's
a big
house.
Then again, a lot of people don't want them because of the way they look, you know, and then you're talking about another $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 for the sprinkler. So, but it has its pluses and minuses. And I think, you know what, it's a great thing to have.
Sure. If a fire broke out and the sprinklers went on, or off, I guess you say, the sprinklers were triggered, it would save your house.
It would save your house.
It might even put the fire out at a
And it may save
early...
your life as well.
Yes.
So, definitely.
Would you put on another hat and give us a report on what you know, since you have clients in Texas? They're just suffering so badly over there.
They are.
All those pipes that froze and broke. People have died because they had no electricity for their oxygen and things.
Yeah.
What do you know?
Well, not much, because I only have one client that I have out there.
Is in the bad area?
Yeah. Well, no. It was a client that... a client that one of my bigger clients, and so they had a house out there and it's a couple of vehicles, so I got my license out there just to help them out.
Yes.
They're definitely insurance companies. That's why you pay your premiums, and that's, you know, you hopefully you're with a reputable company and they're out there and taking care of the people. So
I mean, do people insure in Texas for frozen pipes? You don't think of those things.
No, but that's something that's usually part of your actually homeowner policy.
So. Is that an act of God?
No, it's just, it's just something that's, it's covered under usually your normal policy.
My goodness.
There are certain things, you know, that you have to buy, like especially out here in California, it's called the sewer or backup. A sewer or if water comes up from your sink or your toilet, a lot of insurance companies don't automatically give that to you. You have to ask for it and you pay a little bit of additional premium for it. If there's a broken pipe in your house, a lot of the times the insurance companies will cover that, but it won't actually pay for the pipage itself to repair. So,
see, I have all that old galvanized.
Yeah. So galvanized, insurance companies don't like galvanized. Usually,
no.
If you have galvanized, they won't take you.
That's right.
So you have to get copper.
And every time we replace something, they put in copper or PVC.
Yep.
Everything's different. This is Dennis. You know Dennis knows everything about every kind of insurance. Tell everybody all the products you have.
Well, right now, just so you want your listeners to know that Covered California is still open for enrollment. They extended it until May 15th. So if you don't have health insurance or want to make any changes, you have until May 15th to make those changes. And so I know I've had a few of your listeners give us a call, and we were able to help them, and especially with the Medicare supplements. You know, we just helped one of your listeners. Who
she said to me, to health insurance. And I said, what? Dennis does everything. You do
help. Yeah,
people.
And actually, I have her auto and home insurance, and she didn't realize that we knew each other. And when you said my name, she said, oh, I know Dennis. He has my stuff. And I failed to, you know, I talked to her, but we never talk about health insurance.
Yeah,
so it's probably
funny?
My fault for not mentioning it. But she was with somebody else, and she wasn't happy with it, with her coverage. So she decided to, because of you, you know, she called my office, and she came over to my office on Monday and signed her up. So it was a win-win.
Isn't that funny? I said, well, I know he does my Medicare and my all of this and that. I'm sure I'm not the only one he's doing.
Yeah, she wanted. She was on a Medicare Advantage plan, which is a HMO.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to get rid of that and go on the PPO side, and which is a Medicare supplement like what you have, and that's what we put her in.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, so she's
happy. I interrupted you. Tell everybody your products.
Yeah, we have, auto and home, of course. We have life insurance and health insurance. We have commercial, auto, and liability and bond. So anything that has to do with insurance. We have flood insurance and earthquake insurance. So we have, not only do we just have one company, we have over 30 companies that we can look at. When it comes to earthquake and flood, we have a number of amount of companies to choose from.
No brokerage fees.
So when you call us, you know, we can definitely do the shopping for you. And if you're, you know, haven't looked at your homeowner's insurance while because it's included in your home payment, you know, you can still give us a call and we can easily help you change that and hopefully
you'll
lower
your
payment.
And if you don't know what you need,
remember the conversation
we had years ago, did I need flood insurance? Because there are flood districts out here.
There are. And even if you don't need flood insurance, which means you're not a flood district, you can still get flood insurance for a minimal price. So if you haven't reviewed and haven't looked at your insurance,
what do I need, Dennis?
Give us a call.
341-3477. It's on my speed dial. Ascend, ASCENDINS.com. Hablo Español.
That's right.
And the best part about Dennis, I know there are lots of wonderful things about Dennis and his six sons and his beautiful wife, but he does the paperwork. And he seems to be able to do it on the computer. He can do it via Zoom. I mean, Barbara went in to see you, but you don't have to do that. You can sign everything electronically, and you fill out the paperwork. That's my favorite part.
No, I love doing it. I love helping people. And, you know, I've been doing this for over 23 years now.
Is one of your sons going to come in?
I think I have two of the sons who are coming in. They have to finish college first.
Yes.
And that, you know, I'll be continue working in the business for at least 9 to 10 years. And
yes,
that'll give me plenty of time to, you know, put them under my wings.
Speak.
And yes, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well,
they're great boys.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having
Six
me.
Six sons. How wonderful. Dennis Van Buskirk. And he has a baby grandson. How old's?
He's 7 months yesterday.
What's his name? Cole?
Cole. Very good. Wow.
Well, I get yours mixed up with Marty's. Who's got the babies? Yeah. But we have a lot of boys over there. I bet your wife wants a granddaughter.
Yes.
Oh, no. A baby's a baby.
That's okay.
He is
adorable.
Think that way.
He loves grandpa.
He loves grandpa. Okay, Joey Pals. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.